This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. It's Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of August 27th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. This week, I want to talk about friendship. What does the Bible say about a friend? What does the Bible say about being a friend? Who are your friends? Do they make you better? We'll dive into it and find out what all the Word has to say. God bless you. Stay tuned. We'll talk about friendship right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Let's go ahead and start our talk on friendship this morning. And if you didn't listen to the beginning of the show, today we're going to be talking about friends and friendship and what does the Bible have to say about it. I'll go through some statistics, but first I want to go to the Word of God and what does it say? In Proverbs 27, verse 10, the Bible says, "Do not forsake your friend and the friend of your father. And do not go to your brother's home when disaster strikes you. Better a neighbor nearby than a brother far away." And the Bible just nails it on the head all the time. Why would the Bible tell us it's better to go to a neighbor than a brother far away? See, because we're supposed to be infectious for the Lord. And we are supposed to have people around us that make us better. And if you're in your house and your neighbor is next to you, the first thing your neighbor should know about you is the walk of life that you have. Now think about that for a minute, up and down your street. Do you know who's saved? Do you know when Jesus comes, who's going to be left? A true friend, a person that you truly care for, you will care for their soul. God bless you. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. I hope you're having a great day. We'll get back into our talk on friendship. Well, I just went on the internet, searched it. You can do it too. Statistics on friendship. Google says, according to research, the average person has 3 to 5 very close friends, 10 to 15 people in their circle, and 100 to 150 acquaintances in their social network. Also, what percentage of friendships last? 30% of our closest friends remain tried and true after 7 years. And 48% remain in our immediate social network. That means that we actually talk or hang out with them on occasion. Now I want you to think about your friend circle. Do you have 3 to 5 very close friends? What's your circle? Is it 10 to 15? And what is what are your acquaintances in your social network? Do you have 100 to 150? See, the older we get, doesn't it seem like our friend group shrinks? What do you think about that? Let me know. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. We'll wrap up our talk on friendship this morning with a word out of the Bible, and it is one of, to me, one of the most powerful examples of friendship in the Bible. And it comes from Luke chapter 5, verse 17 through 20. And the Bible says, on one of the days while Jesus was teaching, some proud religious lawkeepers and teachers of the law were sitting by him. They had come from every town in the countries of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. The power of the Lord was there to heal them. Some men took a man who was not able to move his body to Jesus. He was carried on a bed. They looked for a way to get the man into the house where Jesus was, but they could not find a way to take him in because of so many people. They made a hole in the roof over where Jesus stood. Then they let the bed with the sick man on it down before Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." I want you to seriously think about your friends right now. Would your friends cut a hole through a roof to get you in front of Jesus? Who is in your friend group? Who are those 3 to 5? Jesus surrounded himself with 12. And we barely can keep 3 or 5. Do they make you better? The Bible says iron sharpens iron. Do they make you better? Do you make them better? And would they do anything to make sure you stay right where you need to be, and that's right by Jesus? God bless you. It's Mix Sunday Morning. It's time for a Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer, and this one hits perfectly with what we're talking about this morning, friendship.
This is a Suiting Up Minute with Jeff Springer. How many of you can say that you have people in your life that truly have your back? I'm talking about those individuals that in your life's daily combat, you would want them in your foxhole with you. Have you thought about who those people might be? Did you have to think very long? Regardless, I'm sure that that list is not very long. I would also venture to say that even your first choice in many situations lets you down. Unless, of course, your first choice was your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 58:8, it reads, "Then your light will appear like the dawn, and your recovery will come quickly. Your righteousness will go before you, and the Lord's glory will be your rear guard." Man, here is what is so cool about God. No matter what you are facing, no matter what obstacle life brings your way, you will never be completely blindsided when you choose Christ, because our Abba Father always has your rear guard. God always has your back. Man, get in the game. Today is game day, and so is every day God gives you. So come on, man, suit up. To follow the Suit Up Movement, go to suitupministries.org for contact information.
Well, thank you for hanging out with me this morning. And well, it may not be this morning if you're on the podcast and listen to this later. Thank you for tuning into the podcast as we, you know, just talked about friendship this morning. And it was absolutely right on spot today that the Suit Up Ministry Minutes was about friendship. And the closest friend you need to have in your life, you know, as we talked about statistics, we went in the book of Luke and talked about the man that was dropped from the ceiling, and his friends loved him so much to get him healed, they cut a hole in the roof to drop their friend before Jesus. And do we have friends like that? Well, I want to take a step back from that. Because seeing there are many times in our lives where even at those 3 to 5 friends aren't around, and you're sitting in your office, you're sitting in your room, and you're all alone. You feel so alone. Sometimes we don't have that person to reach out to, or we call them and they don't answer. We text them and there's no reply. They're busy. Well, see, there's someone that wants to be with you all the time, and that's Jesus. He's never too busy. Call out to him. It's like the 24/7 helpline. no matter what you're going through, He can help you. And He helps you with those 3 to 5 friends too, that when they're available, they'll help you through life. I hope you enjoyed the show this morning. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Robo Motors for sponsoring the show. I hope you have a great week this week. If you don't hear the show next week, then the Lord's come back. But if He doesn't, I'll be back. God bless you. It's Mick Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.